Greetings, Audioverse. Boy, oh, sis, boy, does it feel good to have the console all to myself again. I feel like joy during the first 2 minutes of Inside Out. I even splurged on the rich little masterclass to help Trisha perfect her Craig impression before we report to the High Command. And now, another installment of everyone's favorite... Wait, someone deleted all my episodes of Bagman. Oh well, here's this.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know about three and, honestly, it's more than 3 3/4, but less than 4 years ago. It's really in that sweet spot where it would be very satisfying if I knew the exact number of weeks.
Can you just say a while ago?
A while ago.
Or like
ago.
A long time ago?
I feel like our listeners love tracking the chronology of how long I've been here.
Yeah. And if you do enjoy that, maybe on social media, hit us up. Hashtag tracking chronology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Let's count how many of those we get.
Okay. That's your job. That's going to be your job this week, Chun. You keep track of how many of those we get. And will you report back?
Yeah.
At the end of the episode?
Yeah.
All right. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, somehow I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my good bud. He's on social media as we speak, tracking those hashtags, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yo, yo.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
How are you feeling after your bachelor party?
I'm feeling good. You know, I talked to Tusador. Mm-hmm. He said you guys couldn't be nicer. Couldn't have been a better experience. So,
couldn't have been nicer. Huh. I suppose by certain interpretations, that's true.
Was that not the case?
No, or? I think he's right that I am incapable of being nicer than I was.
Okay,
at that party.
That tracks.
It was a nice time, though.
Good, I'm glad
he had a good time.
Good. And I sowed my wild oats on my little farm.
On your little farm? How is your farm doing?
My farm is flourishing. I just run through the fields all day. I pretend I'm a bird. I just fly around.
You have a little farm.
I have a little farm.
And instead of farming, you just run around and pretend
just
to
run
be
around
bird?
In the field. You know, I planted the seed. You know, the crops grow and I run around.
Huh.
What more is there to do?
It's weird. Just a little weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, my mom always said life is like a box.
Your mom would just say life is like a box?
Mm-hmm. You fill it up with shit, then it collapses.
Oh. Okay.
That's life, huh?
That is. It's true. Hey, speaking of shit that sometimes collapses, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos.
No new interruption.
Champion of the Great... What?
Nothing. Just keep going.
Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Oh, names I dare not utter aloud, for if I were to do so, all the colors of the rainbow would invert and thereby destroy rainbows.
Hmm. Just them being in the opposite order would destroy a rainbow?
Biv G. Roy?
That's...
Can you imagine... A rainbow with yellow on the bottom? Yellow doesn't have any supportive qualities. The whole thing would come crashing down.
Bib G. Roy.
What?
Yeah.
That's the colors inverted.
Vib.
What am I, a rainbow doctor? Just roll with it.
You're right, though. It's so hard to do the mental exercise of actually doing it.
Usidor, what are some of the more supportive colors?
Well, of course, red is a very strong color.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, violet. They're very close to each other, but also at opposite ends.
Why would anybody ever... Here's something that I've wanted to know since I was just a wee little shapeshifter. Why would anybody settle for violet when you could have ultraviolet?
Ultraviolet?
Isn't that like maximum violet?
If that's too much, can you just have penultimum violet?
What are these colors you speak of? Usador must find the secrets of these unknown colors. I am off! I now am going to the Great Halls of Trachis to learn of colors unbeknownst to me.
We've accidentally triggered a quest.
He's walking on the ceiling.
Usually he talks about having a quest for like years at a time before doing anything about it, and there's just something about this bullshit color quest that got him to get up from the table and charge towards the back of the bar, although he's clearly hiding behind that plant now. Usador! Usador! We can see you!
No, you cannot!
Vibgior.
Oh, you settled on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you checked out for a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Worth it?
I don't know. What did I miss when I was checked out?
Do we have a guest today?
You know what? Lately, I've been so busy trying to find the weapon in the tavern that I have not had a chance to book guests. It's been too long.
What's your booking process? We never hear about the behind-the-scenes magic of you booking our guests.
Well, usually I try to reach out to like a really famous person in Foon.
And that's by bird or by
tablet. Usually I'm just sort of like Crindon the Magnificent. I write that on a scroll, which that takes some time. I tie that to a bird's leg. I set it free. And then I'm like, just in case, I'm going to book some studio time.
Oh, Crindon's here?
Well, look, let's be optimistic. I have heard nothing from him, but...
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be rude. Are you tying these notes to carrier birds or just regular birds?
I mean, just like any bird.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Not all birds.
Not all, period. Birds, period.
You must train a bird to deliver messages and to take new messages. Even if you, as you said, are setting the bird free, then it's free of its obligations to deliver messages.
We're never going to fucking get Crimdom. We're never going to get... Well, let's just grab the, like, weirdest thing in the tavern we can find. It's been a long time since... Look, I know I'm from another dimension, but I'm still like this human. Like, I don't look that different from you, Usador.
Oh, but don't you? I am a beautiful angelic being brought to this world by conspiracy of birds and rain and fire. And I do walk upon these plains to bring justice and order where there was none before.
And I'm a little shapey shiffy in the form of a badgie.
Order.
What?
Order.
Oh, is that a waiter taking our order?
This thing is real weird looking.
Whoa.
Let's try to get... Be cool. Don't scare off our potential guests.
It has so many angles, but also none at all.
Please, come. Sit at the table with us.
Order?
Yes, order. I spoke of order but a moment ago.
Wow.
Now, do you remember me telling you about my favorite play I ever saw?
Automaton Constable?
Automaton Constable, the story of a constable struck down in his prime and brought back to life as an automaton.
Prime,
yes, very good.
Prime.
Now, he was taken. The way that they were able to resurrect him was to take him into the non-Foonian realm of Mechanus. And when they brought him back, he was part man, part clockwork constable.
Wow.
Prime. But it was just I've always just heard it as a story, but here before us is a creature who appears to be from Mechanus. Say, friend, what be thy name?
Friend.
Welcome, friend.
Friend.
That worked out.
Wee-woo.
I think
he's celebrating.
I think wee-woo is his word for friend, so his name is Friend, and we're his wee-woos.
Wee-woo.
Oh, it's like there's a little ambulance coming.
What's an ambulance in Foon?
An ambulance is an ambulatory lance. Uh-huh. So sometimes knights will fight with a lance if they're on horseback. And if they should drop it and it becomes enchanted, it will get up and start to walk, therefore being ambulatory. Any other brainbusters, motherfucker?
What's a motherfucker?
Motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Wee-woo. Friend. Wee-woo. No. Wee-woo. Friend.
Friend.
Friend. Oh, friend. Good. Friend.
Friend.
Friend. Chunt, we have a very impressionable guest at the table, so we just have to be careful about what fucking words we use in front of him. Or her or it. I don't know.
Wee-woo.
Wee-woo.
What's your last name?
Oh no. Oh no.
He just gave birth to a little tiny thing.
I assume only I could understand that.
And what did he say? I understood that part.
Oh. Well, then I wasn't the only one who could understand it. I assumed I was.
So this is a creature from the realm of Mechanus?
Also known as Nirvana, yes. It's a realm completely disconnected from Foon. But once every 289 years, these creatures decide to go on a quest out into other realms to learn. And they're very orderly, as you can see. Like, here, order. Watch. Watch. I'm going to drop all these spoons on the floor. 18 spoons.
Well, to be fair, 18's not a high number.
Well, you know what? Usador, do it again for Chunt.
All right. Here. Now, Chunt.
Oh, boy. One.
See, so you're just going to
I counted that
he
one.
He picked up and threw down the same number of spoons.
13.
Damn it.
Now, see, you don't even really care, too. That's the thing. It's like, yeah, there's a pile of spoons. Who cares?
I could have sworn those were all the... That should be the same number of spoons.
No, five of them bunched up.
Oh.
Well, I'm always taking spoons in and out of my sleeves. I'm just, you know, I just like to do some simple sleight of hand magic at the table.
Ooh.
To keep my skills in check.
Oh, some spoonerisms.
Yes, exactly. Is this your card?
Was it?
Was
it?
Was this your card?
I mean, yes, that is the card I gave you for your birthday.
I've done it again!
Such prestidigitation.
I mean, thank you for keeping it.
We should take Wee Woo and his number counting abilities to the casino. Make some money.
Money.
Yeah, money. Oh, Wee Woo, you like money?
Do you have money, Wee Woo, in your realm?
Money.
Yes.
Yeah, you like money?
Money.
Yeah, money.
Wee Woo likes money.
Wee Woo, what do you spend money on? Drugs. Look at his face. Drugs.
That face did say drugs. I think that was the subtext.
Your nose is bleeding. Wee Woo. Chew.
Yeah, audibly you couldn't really tell, but that face. That
but
face
he
said
he tapped
drugs.
His nose twice.
Some looks transcend language.
Looking for a little devil's dandruff over here.
Wee Woo, how long have you been in Foon? Wee Woo, how long have you been in Foon?
Foon.
Sometimes you have to get real loud.
Food.
For people who don't speak the same
food.
Language as you.
Food.
Food?
Food.
Food.
Is he saying food or foon?
Noon. He's been here since noon?
You've been here since noon?
Noon.
He's hungry. He's been here since noon.
Order.
Order.
Well, we should order him some food.
I shall order some food. Exactly. Very well done, Chunt. I shall order an order of rooster's feet and also some mozzarella ones and... Oh, what the hell? Let's have some fox face tonight.
Ooh. Yum, yum, yum.
Guys, is there any way that we can accelerate this communication process? Like, I really want to understand what's going on with this wee-woo in front of us.
Here's what I understand so far as I have it. Friend, wee-woo. Foon, wee-woo. Order, order, friend.
Friend, wee-woo. Friend, order, order, friend, wee-woo.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Was that friend, wee-woo, friend, order, order, friend, wee-woo? Or friend, friend, wee-woo, order, order, friend, wee-woo?
Let me ask my friend Simon.
Oh, no.
What are those things he's dropping?
I assume they're eggs.
Can we Chunt, eat you them? Love eggs.
All right, I got this basket full. I'll add them to the basket. Thank you, wee-woo.
Thank you, wee-woo.
Look, I'm just saying, like, I want to know more about Mechanus, and I want to know more about Wee Woo, and I'm sure his
Arnie sucks.
Arnie sucks.
Yeah, this guy's great.
I don't know if we can just totally the diving bell and the butterfly this and build up to a full language for him.
How about I give him some drugs, and we'll see if that expands his mind a little bit.
Do you just have drugs?
Yeah, that's what's inside these eggs.
I could cast a spell to expand his language capabilities, but what about the journey?
I mean, look. Anyone that's listened to this podcast know we're all about the destination and not the long meandering journey of 100, 200, 300 episodes.
Very well, I shall attempt.
Although, is it ethical to expand creatures?
Oh, there's nothing
brain?
Ethical about any of the magic that I do.
Let's at least...
I am manipulating the very fabric of the universe to succumb to my every whim. I, nature itself, does twist and turn in mine hands. Nothing shall e'er stand in mine way, for if I do desire to change, I but must merely think a thought, and it is transformed.
He also threw away your birthday card.
Yeah. It sounds like what you're saying.
Did I? Or is this your card?
That is my card. That's my card from the year before.
I did it again. Flames.
No. I'm impressed that you saved them, but you're destroying and discarding all of them now.
Or did I?
That's the first one. Is this like a weird Marie Kondo thing?
Oh?
Oh, never mind. Here's the thing.
Why would you marry a condo?
I mean, if it brings you joy.
Commit, just buy a whole house.
Whatever brings you joy.
Well, all right.
Joy. All right.
No, joy.
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 Happy.
Happy.
Joy.
Joy.
Yeah, I think we're getting somewhere.
Bud.
Joy, joy, happy joy.
Bud.
Bud.
Wise.
Why? Sir.
Whoa, did you hear that?
What?
I think I know what we have to do.
What do we have to do?
Anything he says, we repeat back to him, and that'll introduce new language.
Okay.
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 Wee woo.
Wee woo.
Chunt.
Chunt? That's new.
Chunt, yeah. Chunt, chunt.
Chunt, 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 chunt.
Chunt, 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 chunt.
Chunt, chunt,
chunt, chunt, chunt, chunt.
It's good musical.
Maybe it's like Splash, and if we just leave him alone in an apartment for a day and he watches TV, he'll learn more language.
TV?
TV. He knows TV, or at least he knows how to repeat that phonetically.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we had a TV.
Is that how you learn to speak?
I mean, in some ways.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's why I often say things like, Mumra, the ever-living.
What?
That's just something I say. Not to you. You wouldn't get it.
What is Mumra, the ever-living?
Oh, God. Fucking, if I could get Mumra on this podcast.
Is that why you're always asking where Car 54 is?
Thank you for the much deeper cut.
You're just old as hell.
Wee woo, would you be okay with us expanding your brain?
Brain!
I mean,
he elongated brain.
Yeah.
So verbally, he's saying expand my brain.
Yeah.
He said brain.
Did you want me to expand his brain or just give him more language skills? I could expand his brain and make his brain larger if that's what you're deciding.
Oh, my God. You're right. I was making the possible error thinking he's kind of a dum-dum. But he might just be really smart and doesn't have many words.
I mean, think of all the things that we've done without expanding your brain to make you less of a dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
See? Very good.
Hmm.
See? He learns much faster than you do.
What?
Dum-dum.
How would you describe how you look? Look. Oh, wait. Here. Give me that picture.
Okay.
We will hold out your hand. Water. Water.
Water.
Water.
Water.
Wow. That's all I got.
What a miracle worker.
I thought so.
Here. Let me now concentrate. Tereth Crontillion. Tereth Crovillion. Strengathin Spatin. Inga Fjallkal, Baka Latin.
What's happened?
Whoa!
Dude, he can talk in his sexiest.
Can you do that to me?
Oh my gosh! Is this what I sound like now?
Oh, yes,
you sound incredible.
Deep baritone.
My.
Damn, dog.
Wee woo, it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Wee woo,
wow, the hang with you. Mine.
Wow, what a graceful bow. He stood up and gave a sweeping bow. Arnie, you never bow.
I've never bowed in my life.
How long does this last?
As long as you like. I'm happy to change it back if you don't enjoy it. But this may ease your travels as you continue to travel around Foon. I assume you were separated from those of your kind who came to this world.
Yes, they were quite intolerable.
Oh, what made them so intolerable?
They just kept going in one direction.
How boring.
I know.
They should have turned in, like, at least 98 degrees or something.
If only they knew what left was.
But you left.
I did, yes. What a strange world this is.
That's very strange.
Yes.
Can you describe, I don't know how to put into words how you look, but now that you have the vocabulary, can you kind of describe what you look like just for
I am what in the multiverse is known as a Modron, a constructed being, part flesh, part metal. I'm spherical, with spindly legs and arms, and wings, which get me around somewhat awkwardly.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that sums it up.
It's kind of messed up but adorable.
I'm sorry.
That's a very rude Arnie. Thing to say. I think you're sort of messed up
but adorable. I'll take it.
We will have you ever thought about doing audiobooks?
Audiobooks?
Yeah, you just have a great voice for it.
No, I hadn't considered that.
Now that you have an expanded vocabulary and we can really communicate on a more of a shared level, I have a question for you. Was it wee woo friend, wee woo change?
Oh, let it
or
go.
Was it? You don't have to answer that one, wee woo.
Well, my name is Wee Woo.
Oh, great.
Is although that... I'm thinking of changing it.
Ooh, oh. What do you want to change it to?
I'm not sure. Any ideas?
Oh, I have lots of ideas. I'm very good at names. How about Roundy Wing Metal Guy?
That's pretty good.
That's a roundy little long.
Roundy Wing Metal Guy.
Algernon?
Algernon?
Yeah. Now that you have this expanded brain and vocabulary.
Samantha? I always like Samantha.
Samantha's good.
Samantha's good.
Because then you can decide. You can go with Sammy or Samantha.
Ooh. Just go Sam.
I got it. Wooey.
No.
Biff G. Roy?
Oh, well, I mean, I would have gone
Samantha.
With Vib G. Yor.
You're feeling Samantha a little bit. I noticed you.
It's a toss-up between Samantha and Algernon, you said?
Yeah, Algernon.
Yeah, let's get some...
Molotova for
Samantha.
A while.
Molotova? That's a good one. Is that what you said?
Molotova.
Molotova. Why don't you Molotova?
Come here, Molotova.
Well, it's not good when you boss people around.
Come here, Samantha. Well, Samantha, make Mr. Tate listen to what I'm saying. I'm just saying random things that someone might say to Samantha.
I thought you were ordering someone around where I was waiting to see if they were going to show up.
Well, I actually have a question for Samantha. Samantha, what was your life like back on the plane? Is it the plane of Mechanus?
Yes. It was a realm of clockwork predictability. Very dull. I, being a monodron, was given only a single task to perform. Not a particularly important one, either.
Ooh, what task?
My type is the lowest of the modrons, so we were given
menial
labor.
Menial labor.
Yes.
Did you just say that Samantha was a bottom?
I'm just saying that Samantha was at the bottom of the hierarchy of the modrons, so...
Uh-huh.
Yes, but all modrons are created by Primus, the one in the prime, a supreme being that resides on our plane, who gives us our form. And when a modron of higher station is destroyed or lost, one of my kind is elevated up the hierarchy.
Oh, so you have a potential for upward mobility.
Well, yes. In theory, I did.
So
until I left...
Say that you were to get that opportunity. Give us your elevated pitch.
For
like, ascending to a higher form.
Yes.
I would like to
just, like, within, like, a minute, give
sides.
Us your elevated pitch. Okay.
Oh, hey, you know what? Should we do a little role play? Like,
Don't say role play to someone who does...
Samantha may roll right away if you say
you're
role play.
Right. You're right. Well, let's play act what this promotion interview... what this promotion interview might be like... Chunt, could you maybe be Primus?
Yeah, I'll be Primus.
Although, would this interview take place directly with Primus, or are there probably a lot of intermediaries that...
No.
You would not speak to Primus. I'll be a Tetradon, then.
Okay. I'm trying. Welcome, I am Primus. You can tell by the deep, deep bass in my voice. What is your name?
My name is Samantha.
Okay.
Samantha Algernon.
Ooh. Rings off the tongue, rolls off the tongue, rings off the tongue even. Why would you like to be elevated?
Well, I think that I bring to...
You don't bring two of anything. You're a monodron. You said, I bring two. You don't bring two of anything. You're a monodron.
I'm good at plugging things in.
Look, Tetradani, give Samantha a chance.
All right. But I'm just looking at you, and all I see, you're just inside a box to me.
Let's think outside the box. You plug things in?
I plug things in, and I unplug things. I'm a plugger-unplugger.
So you like to make connections?
I do,
and
yes.
Disrupt connections?
I can.
Hmm.
I like to make connections more than disrupt connections.
Okay. I'm going to say some words, and I want you to respond with whatever word pops into your head. Order.
Mechanus.
Friend? You're thinking drugs, aren't you? Oh, you know.
Chunt.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry to sort of interrupt this play acting.
You are my first friend.
Chunt. You're Samantha Algernon's first friend.
Oh.
Get her some flowers or something.
Oh, my goddesses. That's so flattering. Thank you so much. Wow, I don't know what to say. Yes, you didn't ask me anything, but I'll be your first friend.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah, if you're ever in town, just let me know.
What do friends do?
Friends hang out, ask each other for money. I think that's about it.
I don't have any money.
Usually you go on a quest and you risk your life and sacrifice
quest?
Your life.
What is a quest?
What is a quest? Oh, no. Let me tell you.
Brace yourself, Samantha.
Bye. have the greatest quest of all, to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more hearing of this quest.
Yeah, let's take a really long break.
Okay.
Yeah, Usador's definitely going to be talking through most of this.
All come together and cross the plains, hoping to find some peace, but knowing that there shall be a battle ahead of them. Aye, they shall fight on forevermore against one another, fighting and fighting.
Where is he going?
Anyway, Usador, are you done?
You see?
He seems spent.
There are monodrones and duodrones and tridrones and quadrones and pentadrones. And once you get up through the basic drones, there are the Modron hierarchs, who Ooh. Basically are the administrators.
That wow. sounds amazing.
What is Primus? Does he have a number?
He's the one.
The one. So he's one-sided.
But aren't you also that. The one? It seems to work up from one up to a larger number of numbers, and then it works back down to one. I see. It is not a hierarchy. It is a perfect circle. A ring. You are the lowest, you believe. But I believe you to be the highest.
Oh, my God.
If you gathered perfect circle from Primus, you're a tool.
Did we all do those drugs John set on the table?
But think about it. Samantha had the good sense here to walk away. All the other drones did no such thing. That this showed an individuality, sense. Yes.
The universe is a great wheel. And if you walk around the edge of the wheel, you end up where you started.
Arnie, so maybe that's why you shouldn't move. That's what I've been saying all this time.
And that's what the Great Modron March is. It's a walk around the universe.
Do Modrons mate for life?
Mate?
If there's a march of the Modrons, do they mate for life?
What is mate?
Brace yourself. We're about to blow your mind.
As
well,
your best so friend, I think it's time we had a talk. Why don't you? You're already sitting. Why don't you stand up?
Wow!
Oh, gained some new limbs there. I think. When a Modron loves another Modron. Arnie, help me out. I don't know how these things work.
Okay, well, imagine that your shape could add some edges. Your shape...
Yeah, edging. Let's talk about edging.
If you think of bipedal humanoid creatures, they tend to have a male and a female. Gender is different than the assigned sex, but when the male becomes excited, its penis becomes engorged with blood, and then the female doth lay down, or doth stand up, or doth bend o'er, or doth take some place where the engorged male penis can enter the female. Does that help?
I hated that, but I'm also incredibly aroused.
But you're always incredibly aroused.
Samantha, do you have any questions?
Isn't that what we were trying to explain?
Does that make sense?
Many, many questions.
I wish I had the book that my parents explained all this to me with.
Here we will. Look at my one finger, and I look at my other hand, and then... Does that make sense? The finger entering the hand?
No.
Hand me that picture. Arnie, hand me that picture.
Is that like putting a plug in a wall?
Yes.
Let's make connections. Yeah, it's like putting a plug in the wall.
I do that all the time.
Oh, imagine, so you fuck.
Is that what it's called? But yes, imagine then I guess I fuck.
Imagine making a connection, though, that has the potential to expand the number of Modrons that exist in your world. I think I hurt him. Samantha?
And I think if you have Modrons of your own, Modron progeny, I think the thing you'll want most is for that your little Modrons someday have more sides than you do.
Oh.
But Primus makes the Modrons.
Oh. Does Primus fuck?
Probably.
Guys, we have never been more invested in anything on this podcast than explaining fucking to Wee-Woo.
Just the phrase explaining fucking to Wee Woo is not a sentence I ever thought I'd say. But here we are.
It's a great podcast title, though.
Sit back down. A podcast is when a man and a woman love each other very much, mm-hmm. and they need to express themselves. Arnie, help me out here.
Modrons don't have men and women. We are all the same within our type.
That's great. Maybe. That's great. I don't, or maybe not. I don't know.
And we don't plug into each other. We don't interact in that way.
Oh.
Actually, I kind of have a slightly different but related question.
A butt related question? Come on, Bernie.
I always have a butt related question, but I'll save those for the after show. You got lost or you wandered off. It seemed like on some level there was something that was missing for you. Like, are you capable of putting that into words? And if it's difficult, Usador, can you...
I've always felt that there's more to life than just marching and following the Modron in front of you.
Absolutely. There's a whole great big world out there. And some of it's weird, and some of it's beautiful, and some of it's happy, and some of it's sad. But until you break rank, you're not going to discover it on your own, you know?
Yes, I have seen things which I would not have seen if I had not gone in that other direction.
And now, the entire world is yours to explore, Weewoo.
Or I'm Samantha, whatever you want to go.
Samantha. Whatever pronouns you choose, you tell us.
There's a lot of metaphorical possibility with Algernon. I'm just going to put my vote on Algernon.
Algernon?
All right. Or Charlie.
Whatever name you choose for yourself, will you join mine quest to defeat the Dark Lord? Then your wandering would have a purpose.
A purpose?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa, he just...
That's what I'm missing.
He just came to side.
Wow. What?
Oh, what are you now? Duodont? What is it?
Hemisphere? Kind of.
Yeah, he's a hemisphere.
Wow.
Did I just turn into a cube?
Oh.
Whoa.
He's kind of shifting and shafting. There's not really a word that goes along with
shifting
that.
Shifting and shafting sounds wrong.
He doesn't understand
most
of that. Yeah.
He's evolving somehow.
Samantha.
Who is doing this?
You are doing it because you have a purpose now. This is what you've been lacking. Some direction. And this direction is giving you shape.
This is... unbelievable. I never thought this was possible.
You've promoted yourself without Primus.
You're the Primus now, dog.
Holy shit. Primus is going to be pissed.
Oh, I can talk to Primus.
You know Primus?
You can talk to Primus.
Sure.
Does Primus fuck?
Oh, yes.
This existence makes no sense.
Guys, I suddenly feel like we're kids on a playground talking about sex. And I don't think...
No,
I don't
know
think any of us really know what we're talking about.
I know what it is.
Was like, it was like, does Primus fuck? And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I've done it.
I want to go on a quest.
And we shall.
Let's go on a quest.
Oh. Right now, we shall discover Ultraviolet!
Ultraviolet.
Arnie, my best friend outgrew me. He evolved and outgrew me.
First of all, he was your best friend?
No.
Like, probably
in the
you
moment
were,
I got caught up in the moment. I mean, you're my best friend.
You were his best friend.
Okay. That's fair. That feels weird.
Yeah. What is this quest that you want to go on?
I'm going to go on a quest for Ultraviolet.
Should we just, like, wind him up and set him off?
I guess so. He can be the ambassador for Color Quest.
I task you with this quest. Come back here with Ultraviolet, Infrared, and Mega Blue.
Okay.
Yes.
He's high.
Wait a second, guys. Is Weewoo fucking with us?
I'm going on the quest now.
Okay. Wait, Usador, expand his vocabulary or do something. Make him talk in a different way.
Oh, Samantha, is it all right if I change your speech patterns once more?
You don't like my speech patterns?
I love them.
I love them too.
Yeah. Dulcet tones. So sonorous.
Well, this is your magic. Yeah, have at it.
Skaroth, Groth, Gioth, Biang.
Weewoo?
Weewoo?
Yeah!
Whoa, oh, no. Weewoo, are
what's
you...
What's up? Do you feel the same as you did before? Because you sound different to us.
I totally feel fine.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Woo, going on a quest.
Going on a quest.
Yeah.
Mega Blue.
Mega Blue. Ultraviolet. Infrared. I'm on it.
Add Hyper Yellow to the list.
Okay. Hyper Yellow.
Oh, he sounds like he's on a zoo crew.
I feel like he's going to go discover Mountain Dew.
Baran, Yath, Balath, Yelath, Yanth.
We will.
Oh no.
But don't you feel as though you can communicate now?
I guess so, but he can't write the name Charlie anymore. And I guess we never knew if he knew how to write the name Charlie, but...
We will friend?
Friend.
Chunt friend?
Chunt friend. Hyper yellow.
Eva.
Eva.
Arnie sucks?
No.
We will... I consider you my friend.
Arnie friend.
Oh.
We will... Good luck on your quest, and to help you remember that you need to find the awesome versions of colors, here are some flowers for you.
Flowers?
For Algernon.
For Algernon.
Yeah.
Is this your card?
No, that is not from me.
Oh, where'd that come from?
No, that's post-com.
Friend, Gasmanius.
Oh. He remembers.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss that weird shape thing. He has a plug in his butt. That could have charged all of my equipment for so long. I wouldn't need Usador anymore.
What?
We got to secure that guy's butt.
Post show? Excuse me? You mean the fixer who keeps the ship afloat while a handful of completist zealots Google Mumra and Car 54 Where Are You? Guilty as charged. Usador the Accent was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Argument was played by Adol Rafai. Wee Woo the Modron was played by Chris Perkins, principal story designer for Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast. In addition to being the architect of many of the adventures and stories coming out for D&D, each week you can catch Chris spinning yarns for the Waffle Crew on Dice Camera Action. That's on twitch.tv/D&D, streaming Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Earth Time. In fact, this very transmission was recorded in a studio in the Wizards of the Coast offices. Special thanks to Greg Tito for helping to set everything up, and thanks to Ryan Marth from Siren Sound for sitting in on engineering duties. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Apologies in advance to Goodreads for the thousands of diving bell and butterfly requests you're about to be flooded with. Ah, here are those episodes of Bagman. Okay, Rachel Maddow, you naughty librarian, have your wicked informative way with me.
Oh, Wee-Woo, would you mind if I told you a knock-knock joke?
Wee-Woo.
Okay. Knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Wee-Woo.
Wee-Woo.
Wee-Woo-Who.
Wee-Woo-Who.
I don't know where it goes from there, but there's something. There's definitely something there, right?
Right.
I mean, I feel like you are from a plane with no chaos, so like you are a good impartial judge of whether there's something there for whether a joke is working or not.
Order.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What would you say, like thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, yeah. You're right. In a lot of ways, in some ways it works, in some ways it doesn't. Like it's a double-sided coin.
Mega blue.
Whoa, you found that so fast.